You're listening to the Comic Crusaders Podcast. I am your host, Al Mega, CEO of Comic Crusaders and Undercover Capes. In this show, I'm sitting down with creators from all walks of life to talk about inspiration, process, the lessons they've learned, and a whole lot more.
Welcome to a brand new Comic Crusaders Podcast. And today, we have a very special guest. I mean, and this homie, I am very happy, gave me an amazing opportunity. My man over here, he's a producer, he's a director, he's a comedian, he's an amazing actor. My man over here, again, blessed me with a wonderful opportunity with the movie that I'm film festivals right now, already winning awards too, because Tony kicked ass in this film, the one, the only Steven Sutton.
Thank you for doing the film, bro. Your scene came out perfect, exactly as I thought.
Thank you for the opportunity. Folks, listen, go back many podcasts ago. I had the pleasure of having Steven, right? And then something funny happened. I got a message on Instagram. I'm a New Yorker. So I get this funny message from somebody I don't even know. Hey, yo, you know, you want to be part of a movie. But I mean, I mean, see Steven's name mentioned. This is what I see. I mean, yeah, all right. Yeah, sure. Like, how much money you want from me to be in a movie? Get out of here, you know? So I ignored it, folks. And then 2 weeks later, about Steven said, hey, did my agent message you? I said, wait a minute. What are you talking about? So talk to me about that, bro. Because I mean, like, what happened there? Thank you, Cloud. Really, I was blessed, for real. I mean, all right, talk to me. Folks, again, this is an amazing movie. I can't wait till you see it. We got some clips to show, but, you know, we'll talk about, we'll see that in a moment.
So, Al, here's what happened. You interviewed me for the movie A Tale of Redemption and Regret with Sonny the Heat. And I think we clicked really well because we're both New Yorkers and all that stuff. So, I did this movie called Amends of the Father, which is very autobiographical. It's about a rock star from the 80s that kind of met his, you know, whatever. It's an interesting story. So to get to the part where you came in, I was thinking we hired an actor who was great on Zoom, came in and he was taking Instagram or she was taking Instagram shots and constantly posting. But when it came to acting, couldn't do it, like froze in front of the camera. So I was really, really screwed with this whole situation. It's the most important part of the movie where we explain my background. Well, I had to do something. I'm like, I know, I'll be interviewed as that character and I'll get Al Mega to do it from Comic Crusader. So lo and behold, you did it and you nailed it. Like we did this type of thing, only I was in character and you pretended I was an ex-rocker and it made the movie and your star meter went like through the roof.
Yeah. And thank you for that. Yeah. My eyes didn't be blowing up, people. It's funny. You know, and I appreciate that, but that was funny. I wasn't prepared for that opportunity. My first time. So, I've always seen that people say, be you, be yourself. You know, bring the energy that you are. So that's exactly what I'm going to do. Steven said, this is all I need you to do. I said, all right, I got you, homie. And I don't think that you know, as a rookie, I didn't take that many takes, I think.
No, what you did was you made it your own. And I'm a Second City alumni, improvisational actor. So for me, you just do with the material. And that's what you did. I didn't give you a script. I said, hit these bullet points and just be you. I don't want you to act because I can get an actor to do that. You're a strong character. And we did three different interviews and we took the best of three and it was perfect. It was really perfect. And I got to tell you, there's three people that I've gotten comments about you and where did you get that actor? I'm like, it's a real guy, but he could still work for you. But they were like, you
really? Bring it, baby. I got you. You need that energy. I'll bring it. Mr. Whipper is in the building. All right. Yeah, so before we even start showing off some clips, all right, I'm seeing that the film is already out there on the independent film circuit, on the film festival circuit, and my goodness, I'm seeing you post these amazing updates. So talk about what is happening within the film circuit with this film.
Nobody can see the film unless it's a screener. It's called Amends of the Father, and on Instagram, it's a men's movie. I put it out there. My agent in L.A. has it. And I put it out, and I won. This is this week alone in Tokyo, Berlin, Florence, and Milan, and those and Hollywood Gold Award. I won Best Actor for those, and in London, Best Director, and also Best Music, because this is all my music from the 80s. All the stuff
The soundtrack, people. I was so like, yo, bro, look at it right there, folks. That is the fucking movie soundtrack of my man right here. Like, yo, he living it. Yo.
Yeah.
I didn't even know about that. Talk about that.
Yeah. I wrote a new, it's an autobiography. So where could you get a guy that's an ex-rocker, the guy that has music and posters of him from the 80s and 90s? It's me. I have big hair, the chicks and all that stuff. So I decided to write my life story, and it involves drugs and booze and self-doubt and how I blocked myself from success because I was afraid. Fear is the artist's worst enemy. So I got sober for many, many years, and I never did drugs anymore from the 90s, but it's a tale of a guy that gets his shit together, so to speak, and has to make amends to all the things to get where he needs to go, which is to get famous. And it might or might not end the way you think, but it's a great ride. It's a feature film. And I think my acting, I directed myself. So, you know, I wrote the part. I wrote this movie. So I directed myself. I wrote it for myself. It's all my music. And now you can go to Spotify and just look up Steven Sorrentino. And all my music's on there now. Amends of the Father soundtrack, which we sold like 2,000 Albi. The theme song Albi was
really? You did?
I know. It's just kind of weird.
Damn. Look at you, bro. We're going to put you in Hot 97 real soon, bro, with the remix with Snoop Dogg or some shit. Let's go, bro.
God bless you. If anybody wants to sample my stuff, go ahead. It's all out of the 80s, and then there's one new song. So I'm just blown away by the response. You, let's play your scene. So I play a character that's just getting sober, but he's got the demon still. And if you want to play that, yeah.
Let's go. Yeah, check this out, folks. Awesome stuff.
What did you do, Tony? What did you do? Tony fucking K. What did you do? Tony. You stupid son of a bitch.
Tony.
That's where you could.
Welcome to a brand new Almega podcast, The Ant Baby, where we talk about whatever happened to. You know what we're talking about today? He's a hero of mine. He's a legend. Let me give you a taste right here.
Uh-oh. That's good. What happened? We got nothing. ¿Qué pasó? It's a disaster.
That was so funny. When I saw myself, my big head on that screen, I said, oh my God, I didn't know where to put my face. Like, well, this is too crazy.
Let's hope that we were in the Tribeca, because we're entered and I have not put the film in anything in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, anywhere near that it could screw it up. So if we get into the Tribeca, you're going to see your face on the big, big screen, and Robert De Niro will be in the audience going, I bet he's good. We'll see what happens. Hey.
Let's bring him, Mr. De Niro. I'm already showing him back, so let's go. I would, what? You know, I'm broke now, baby. Let's go. You know, bringing that New York people to the screen is what we need, baby.
Well, you know, my Instagram is New York Actor, as you know. So I am a New York actor first, even though I lived in Vegas and I play all over the world. I'm still a New York actor, and I'm not going to get rid of the attitude. I'm not going to get rid of the swag or whatever the hell we have. It's just me, you know. I lived in Vegas for years. I try to clean up my speech and try to speak properly. I'm like, wait a minute, what am I doing? This is me. I got to do what I got to do.
Here in Massachusetts, no one asked me where I'm from. They already know.
When I have a home in the Philippines, and people don't say American, they go New York, Brooklyn.
Oh yeah,
So you took the place of, in this thing, there's a scene between me and a young guy, and I recast a different person. I had to reshoot it in New York City, which gave it the grit that we needed. The new guy connected with me because he's a cameraman that I work with. But the old guy just had all of the information about my character, where I came from, where I screwed up. And he had all that, but we couldn't use any of it. And that's where you came in. You asked the questions. Hey, Jimmy Page said you were one of the biggest partiers and all that stuff. And I'm like, yeah, let's talk about the music.
Yeah, yeah.
So then
I was a real dick.
Brilliant. You know, and you said, what about midgets and whatever? I gave you some horses and midgets and fires. And what was that about? It's a very wordy, fun movie that's very fast moving. I use Christopher Quartuccio plays my son, a very handsome LA actor, a big, tall model type. And he was great. He's a good kid, young.
How do you find all these kids, Obi? How do you find all these young actors that were all on the phone? When the security guy was funny, because even I love his take on you, because I still don't trust your ass. I'm wrong. I love that. I took off on his thing. Like, yo, homie's like,
yeah, well, that's his job. No, but nothing gets past him, he says. Nothing gets past him. Well, when I cast the original guy, he was great. But then 2 days before, he said, oh, dude, I'm up in Chicago. It's snowing, but you got to fly me down. I'm like, what? So there was a second guy that wasn't very good on camera. And I got to Florida. Now, mansion, I have all those cameras coming in. And I called him. I said, dude, could you come in and read for me? I'm here 45 minutes from now. He's like, I'll be there. And the guy shows up, letter perfect, wearing a tie, suit, security guy. And he read for me. And I said, your audition sucked, but you're great. So if the other guy shows up, which security. And then that night I go, dude, you're on. So he came in the next day, knew his lines, and he's got a great smile. He's exactly as I envisioned that character. And he actually has the same name, Sean, as the character, which was, the universe.
It was meant. It was meant. Oh, I dig it. I dig it. And so
everything.
So I got to ask you, Steve. So here you are, you're saying, you're a director, producer in the film. So how was it to direct yourself? I mean, were you hard on yourself? Be honest.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I guess after this was done, I took 4 days by myself just to go in Fort Lauderdale and just kind of sit by the beach, because I was hard on myself. I think that's why I'm still in the business since I'm 15 years old. I'm an old man now, because I expect almost unattainable results. So I pushed myself. And then, of course, I try to pull my actors up with me. I don't push other people. I push me, but I inspire other people. And I got performances out of these people that I didn't think I'd get. Very happy.
Yeah, man. You know why? Because you bring the energy, Steven. You're bringing this goodness. I mean, and you're putting your work out there, but you're blasting people. I see you, man, out there. I mean, all the individuals you're bringing into the game and within your circle. I mean, you're also involved in music videos, too. You know, I started seeing them. Yes, you getting around, baby.
What was the name of those rappers? I don't remember, but I was like the mafia guy.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
And I saw that. I said, yo, Steve getting around. So he's the Don. And I started thinking, too, after this movie and your performance, I think that even like the DC Comics universe needs to look at you as a future version of Lex Luthor, because I think you would kill it, bro. Just like, let's see Lex Luthor in the future. I think you would be so amazing based on your skill.
I think your viewers should know, I've been in this business a very long time as a musician, as an actor, as a comedian, years with Patti LaBelle and Debbie Reynolds and all that stuff in
Vegas. Crazy.
In anything you do, fear is your worst enemy. And now I'm fearless. If I suck, I suck. But I'm going to do the best that I can. I can't help what you think. All I could do is my best. And now things are happening. So,
I did my joint fearlessly yesterday. Whatever, I'll do my homework, and I'll take whatever feedback you give me, whatever I got to do, I'm going to do. Let's get it done. Easy peasy, man. I ain't trying to give no one a headache, baby. I'm going to make sure that it ain't about me. It's about me making you proud. Like, all right, I want to make sure you happy with what I do.
And I think we all need to remember that in this life, bringing people and supporting them and bringing them with you and pushing them along positively makes you higher. And stepping on people only pushes you down into the mud. And I have done that for my whole life, try to inspire. I have a lot of mentor students worldwide that I reach out to, that I support. And helping people is a beautiful thing, and it also helps you somehow. The universe hears you and carries you up. We're going to sell this as this movie is going to be a series, most likely. That's what I'm projecting after we win no less than 80 awards worldwide. I think we're going to do it.
Oh, yeah, I think you definitely will. Because, I mean, the reception already since the drop, I'm like, wow. Making me all scared. I'm seeing my meter and I see what you're talking about. Oh, my God. I'm like, wow, this is so great. You know, hopefully this could lead to some more wonderful opportunity. If it's not, thank God I had this wonderful opportunity. I know that I can't wait to show my family eventually one day. Be like, yo, look. They're going to laugh. Because they see my baby brother, my middle brother was in a film, a horror film, and he actually got murdered in it. You know, he got choked out by the villain. And so I'm in the theater and everybody laughed at me because like, oh no, they killed my brother.
All in New York because they choked out.
Yeah, he got totally choked out. It was funny. He did great. He's an actor though too. He's in a couple of indie films, so I'm proud of him. Big shout out to my brother Daniel Black.
Well, not him too, bro. Yeah, I want you to, at one point, to show your audience what you did, but I want them to see it. Go to these film festivals. You can go to StephenSorrentino.com and you'll just press it says Amends, Hit Amends, and it'll tell you what film festival it's playing and all the information. You can see behind the scenes video, like a movie, 5-minute movie, and stills, a ton of stills about in the movie. So we're hoping people see this movie. We're winning awards, so somebody's seeing it.
And absolutely. So Rebecca, let's go. Mr. De Niro, por favor, you know, ahí estamos, New York is in the building for you. You got to check this out. It definitely surprised me too, and I was in it. When I got to see this, I'm like, oh, wow. Not what I expected.
It doesn't go where people think it's going to go. And
yeah, that's what's great about it, Steven. I think let me say, you did a wonderful job with that. That's all. It definitely went on such a different angle. Wow, yo, well done. You know, when a movie could put you in that place where you don't know what's popping, it's like, you know what? Thank you, entertainment, baby. We haven't had something like this in a while. And I think this is why, you know, you're winning these awards, because it's like, oh, okay, wow. You know what I mean? Great storytelling that, you know what, once you do a couple of rewatches on it, then you start understanding. Great, bro. I mean, a million times. Great job.
It's very Hitchcockish when it comes to stories on inside stories. And if you watch it three times, you go, oh, I didn't catch that the first. So that's what I wanted. There's a little hints here. Alan Roe Kelly is a filmmaker. He's a horror film, multi-award-winning horror filmmaker. I went through what we call editor's itis. Nobody could edit this movie. I went to Florida, then I went to L.A., then I had to get somebody clapped around to get my hard drive back in L.A. It came back to New York, Jersey, then finally down in, again, Jersey. And Alan Roe Kelly took the film and goes, wait, it's a mess. Let's start from scratch. Thank God. And Alan Roe Kelly saved the day. And made it gave it its sensibility. And every day he would call me. We'd go over every spot. Making a movie is like giving birth. It took 2 years to make this movie. And I was a little depressed when it was over because I think it's as good as it's going to get, you know, because I would like to change a couple of things. But at one point, you have to give birth to the child. You can't hold it for 16 months. After 9 months, you made a baby. Now let
I know you're a human, but it's not going to be on elephant birth either now. Come on now.
So that's it. It's done. It's out there. It's going to do its job. A lot of people are just going, wow. And they're surprised that I could write like that. Because I never really wrote a screenplay. It's my first screenplay. But I've written songs.
So talk about that journey. I mean, what place did you put yourself into creatively? I mean, did you go on a journey of education? Or just because on your experience, you said, let me just put this on paper? I mean, how did you do that?
I'm not afraid. When you interviewed me, I was performing in Las Vegas at the Tropicana nightly.
Yeah.
So after the show, instead of going out to the bar with everybody else, I went to my room. I took a nice hot shower, got my bathrobe on and brought out my laptop and just put myself in the place of where I was back in the 80s or whatever it was. And little by little, the story just came to me and came to me. And then within 3 weeks, it was done. And I'm like, I just wrote a script. So, you know, I don't know, man. I've produced movies before. I've acted in movies for 30 years, independent films. I won quite a few awards, thank goodness. But this was my own thing, and I had to handpick, and I cast it myself. So I put a casting call out all through the United States for Backstage, and I saw 2,000 people.
Oh, my God. What was that like, Steve? Oh, my God.
nightmare because most people don't have a lot of talent, but they want to be famous. What I wanted was talented people in my movie, not so, hey, you know, look at me, look at, I need to see people that could go all the way in there, feel pain, feel happiness, joy, whatever it is. And there's a lot of people out there in our Instagram world where everybody wants to get famous in 15 minutes or for 15 minutes. They don't have talent. You can get famous, and we see it all day by, unfortunately, going somewhere and shooting a bunch of people, and everybody knows your name. Now, I ask people today, who's the Secretary of State? And they don't know. But I'll say, who killed Abraham Lincoln? John Wilkes Booth. Why? The negative seems to make better news than the positive. And I use that. Yeah.
I was telling that to my friend the other day. I'm like, man, I'm thinking about everything I'm doing here. It's like I'm trying to put all this positive and wonderful energy out there, but it's so crazy how people are just much more receptive to what's negative. I'm like, why do you want to tear down each other? Let's build up. I mean, I understand. I was just watching the John Lennon documentary. I'm like, oh my gosh, he got killed because he wanted peace too. Like, you don't say those words, apparently.
Mark David Chapman. Why do I know his middle name? Why do I know his middle name?
Yeah, crazy.
The governor of the state of Nevada or Virginia. I don't know. But I know the guy who shot, that's a crime in itself. You know, Lee Harvey Oswald, we know his whole name. John Wayne Gacy, why? Who invented whatever? I don't, who invented something that we use? Who invented the iPhone? We probably know that. But all people get famous from negative stuff. And this is also ultimately my statement of what people will do to get famous and how messed up that is in our day and age.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, interesting movie, great script, you know, great, I mean, script debut for real, Steven. I mean, I was happily surprised. And again, you know, me seeing my big head on screen, I was like, oh, man. So definitely can say thank you, but that was, it was fun. I had a great time.
Okay. Where did you go with that? Because I told you to be yourself and you channeled you, but times two, because you were like real laser focused. You didn't miss a beat. How did you do that? Where'd you put yourself as an acting coach? I'm asking you.
For me, I just put myself, all right, you wanted me to be the, you know, rock interviewer, you know, with a history. I said, all right, so let me place myself. Let me go back inside Wolfman Jack, you know, this wild dude, all right, with that type of energy. So let's go. I'm a weapon instead, you know, let's go type, you know. So I went into that place. That's, you know, Wolfman Jack type form, because for me, he was one of the most awesomest DJs because of the energy he would exude. Energy.
Yeah.
And so let me exude energy too. And even though I was being a douche, kind of, in the role.
I think,
you know, because, hey, my questions, I'm like, that, you know, because again, when I watch it back, I'm like, wow, I understand, you know, yeah, I you know, yeah, just in the role, because I see myself, I'm like, wow, I'm a dick interviewer.
Why this guy took 35 years off and where the hell did you go?
Yeah, but I didn't want to listen to you. Again, wait till you see this book. It's just funny.
Yeah.
The way I did it, it's just funny. And it's like, yeah, poor guy wants to talk about the nun on me.
And you got digits in the fire or whatever. Forgive my, you know, I know little people, but I'm a comedian. Little people's not funny.
And throughout the world, apologies, folks, in advance, but it is what it is. You know, we were people of our era. You know, look at my gray hair. So I have to apologize.
I'm a New York WAP. What can I tell you? You know, I don't believe in, I think names are funny and we should all laugh with each other. I think
absolutely.
That
absolutely. I've changed the word spit around. Spanish person in control. Call me a spit. Yeah. All good, baby.
Well, names can't hurt you. It actually, for me, it's a little bit much with the, you know, one person quit on set because I said certain words or I wouldn't be overly sensitive about people's, how they identify. I don't have time to 15 different things. If you're a cis, wisp, mus, with a half calf, I can't do that. I'm producing, directing, starring in a movie. I got a lot to do. I'm like, hey, dude, whatever. Well, I can't say dude because I'm okay, go home. You know what I mean? I can't do it.
Yeah, work done.
I have a diverse background. I've been everywhere. I used to go to Studio 54 when I was young. I sat on Truman Capote's lap at one point. You know, it is what it is. That's going to be in the book.
Oh, man. You write in a book? Stop lying. You write in a book, bro.
Oh, yeah, I got to write it. I have to write a book. I've been doing this too long, and there's too many weird things. That, I mean, I started out in the 70s writing songs.
Studio 54, Truman Capote's lap. What the fuck is going on? What type of life have you had with Sorrentino?
I was a free spirit that said yes to everything. Sometimes.
Yeah. Tony K was the real. See, Alexander Perez as Al Mega, Steven Sorrentino, Tony K was the real mother ever.
Believe me, everything put in that movie is where I was. And there's not a lot of lying. Where he goes is probably different, but we don't know. See the movie, Amends of the Father. It's, I don't know. I can't see it anymore because it's too much me. So people seem to like it, but they don't say, good job. They just look at me for a while. And then they have to come back to me and go, that was good. You know?
Oh, yeah, not bro. Because, listen, when people... Again, watch the movie. It's true because you see this wonderful man's energy. And man, let me tell you something, you know, it's just, he acts his ass off in the film. And, you know, the whole squad, everybody was great in the film. You know, your people at the bar, I'm like, wow. And again, you know, just that energy at the video shoot, how everybody was treating you with it when you got there. I mean, all this story, everything felt so wonderful. And again, just, nice twists and turns, thinking back, conversations. Again, you know, your man Adam did his thing for real on the editing because, again, it kept me really engaged. Not because I was in it, honestly, but because it's really good. I was really engaged. And one of my guys is dying to see it. He goes, oh, can I see it? Because I said, yo, oh, my God, I go to see my big head. Can I see it now? I said, not yet. Not yet. I'll let you know. He goes, oh, man, Al, are you serious? Because he's my movie reviewer. So he's, like, dying to do it. I'm like, he goes, I got to do the movie review because it's you. I said, no.
Review it. I love it. That would be great.
I'll let him know.
I said, we running out of time or what?
No, but there is no out of time. There's never no out of time, Steven.
Hey, are you able to, you can't scroll through to find that Asian actor, can you?
Of course. So hold on. I'll just go back in the video now.
While you do that, I'll tell you about it. His name is Josh Ventura. And there's two Joshes. There's Josh Weinstein, who was worked with Scorsese and stuff like that. He was a New York guy. Read him. I loved him immediately. 60 guys read for the role. This guy just came across right through the camera, right into my soul. And I said, you got the job. But the other guy's from L.A. And he was like this timid Filipino actor. And we connected on another movie, and I said, dude, you could do this. And I rewrote the part for him, and there's a touching scene between me and I. I don't know if you could see it.
Yeah, hold on. Let's jump on and get the link to the link.
So he's out of L.A. We shot this in Florida, in Palm Springs, Palm Beach, New York City, Times Square, at the Cutting Room in New York City. It's a great bar and concert venue. And next to Donald Trump's house and down in the believe it or not, that's the planes go over every minute and a half, and I have a 3-minute speech. You figure that one out. That was
great. That was a lot.
There? You can always edit this, right?
Came up. Let me just start moving this over here. Let me stop the foyer real quick.
The bar scene.
Okay.
Yeah, the bar scene.
60s, 80s. Big hair and shoulder pads and shit. I love that mess.
Put your shirt on.
Fuck the shirt. Show him the thing.
Sorry.
There's the particular road story that Jimmy...
38. A little bit more. Keep going. About 3 minutes in. That dude. We have a heart-to-heart talk. Great actor. Look, watch him because he's going places. Josh M. Ventura. That's Josh Weinstein. A lot of Joshes.
This one time.
Everybody's Jewish or Italian.
Yeah. A&M Records. One of the execs. All the time. I know he's rough, but he's hurt. And he had dreams too. Guess he ruled the place in the 60s,
80s.
The guy still tells all these epic stories about you. He told me about this one time. I think you had A&M Records in here.
Mm.
And one of the execs, he got up in the middle of one of your killer ballads to go use the head. So when he got back, you pissed on him from the stage. Fucking iconic. Yeah, no respect. And there's that one time. And
He's good. He's really good.
Where did you find this guy? He was great.
I found, believe it or not, I flew him in as a cameraman on another film that I did here in Virginia at my ranch. That's where I have a little museum in my house in Virginia.
Oh, a little museum. Yeah, I mean, I see that. I mean, what's that picture over your right shoulder?
This
down,
one.
Down. Yeah, down, over. One over. Yeah.
George Raft. Two autographs of George Raft, the famous actor.
Get out.
Yeah, not everybody from the 30s is in this room. I have a lot of... We'll do a show on it someday, but it's
everything from the...
Yeah, because everybody that inspired me when I was a little kid watching television, I called it into my life, including Debbie Reynolds, who, as you know, was from 1947, a big star. And I was her opening act and confidant and tour guy. I was with her on road for 5 years. So, yeah, all the, I have Betty Davis's hat from Dark Victory. I have a lot of stuff.
In what?
Yeah, I collect pieces of the film, the industry that I love, including
my God. Stuff.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Look at this guy smile talking about. Yeah, this is geek stuff, baby. It's all about.
I have W.C. Fields, Jimmy Cagney. These are the three people from King Kong. These are the three actors from King Kong. There.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Right here. Right here. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
This one. Yeah. Oh, it's up. I gotta go up. Sorry. That's from Robert Armstrong, Fay Wray, and somebody else. I forget the guy's name right now. A little overworked, but yeah. So that's my. I love that stuff. I want to be around things that I love: film reels and music, and I have a music room that I compose here. And I just I'm really happy that it's working out. You know, follow your dreams, folks. Because having a job is a job. Having a career is a life. So do it.
Yeah, yo, for real. Steven, thank you, man. Thank you. Thank you. Good words, real talk, folks. You got to look out for this amazing flick. I mean, it's at a film festival near you. Look them up. Go over to the website. I'll put all the links below in the show notes to make it easy for you to click away, all right, and check out everything that Steven is doing. You know, hopefully, you know, you could check out Steven at a red carpet event near you, like Tribeca. Man, you do that, man. Please let me know. I'll drive down real quick, man.
You're going to be my date. I'm going to put you on my shoulders. I'm going to do chicken.
Yeah, well, I hope you will carry me. You know, I'm gaining a couple of pounds now over here by myself, you know?
I worked out. Don't worry about it. I got it.
Hey, that's right, baby. Yeah, thank you again, Steven, for your time, folks. You know what it is? Check out everything Comic Crusaders. Check out everything Steven. Again, all the links will be below. This movie is fire, because I'm in it, baby. You know, but of course, if you want a little soft song in it, you know, I definitely give it in it. Thank you, Steven, for the opportunity. Once again, God bless. Hasta la próxima, mi gente. ¡Wepa!
Thank you for listening to the Comic Crusaders podcast.
If you like the content, please subscribe and turn on notifications.
Also, please visit ComicCrusaders.com
and our extended podcast family over at UncomicCapes.com.
And also, make sure to download the Comic Crusaders app on the Google Play Store today.